From
Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast.
Fuck your show, pussy. Tuh.
What it do, man? We back in the building. Part two. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. You know what it is. It's your boy Outlaw Uwop. Got my boy Rhetoric in the building.
You are now listening to the greatest podcast in the world.
Yes, Sirski.
I do got a question. Where did that name come from?
I feel like everybody that comes on the show asks us this.
Because I know you as something else. So.
No, I'm glad you say that. Wait, my name or
no.
Rhetoric? Name? Oh, my Rhetoric name.
I thought you were talking about the Thoughtful Narcissist podcast.
Oh, right. Well, Rhetoric comes because, well, you know my real name is. Mm-hmm. And my sister actually gave me the name Rhetoric.
Okay.
She likes to joke around and say I'm all talk. So I felt like it was like Rhetoric, my real name. Okay, that kind of fits.
Cool.
So that's where it comes from. And I love talking shit.
He does. Especially as our new viewers should realize by now.
Queen's dip pack in the air.
This nigga Rhetoric. Flip, holla at me, man. I ain't with all that rah-rah. Holla at me,
Flip,
bro.
Flip, how you doing something crazy, bro? Don't do no business with that nigga.
Flip, I'm trying to do business for real, bro. I extended the olive branch. The first show, you know, I was mistaken. I didn't know what was really going on with the name. I thought you had a name like us.
Selling me out.
Your shit a little different, but
selling me
hey,
out.
Hey, my boy Rhetoric ain't happy with how you talked about his family. I don't fuck with that either. So we definitely got to talk. We got to find a way to reconcile this. Oh my God. Oh, family, man, I'm out with the fucking gunshots. I told this nigga, no gunshots. What the fuck? That's some bullshit. Yo. I'm a family man, dog. I ain't with the gunshots. This nigga just played the fuck out of me. But we got Dub Don Dada. Flip, get at me. We got Dub Don Dada in the building.
For sure, man. Appreciate y'all having me.
We got the real Jamari James, the real, the one and only. Don't look at the scam accounts.
Don't check the
dates on the pictures. If it's been 30 pictures posted in 2 days,
On the same day.
It ain't him. He ain't
going. You feel like you should get a cut? You feel like they should at least break you off a piece?
Nah, because,
I mean, they are using your image. You're like
That shit's in traffic, so.
I'm saying that
people want to know who the real one is.
Yeah, so then they come snooping.
This slick like promotion. It's slick like what Rhetoric did with Joe Budden them.
Right.
I mean, hey, when you're good, you're good, man. When you see a sucker, you go after him.
Weak.
Damn, man.
That's what America built on. You see what I'm saying? Look at him.
Yeah. So we got to get back into what we were talking about first half. Why don't we get taught finances in school? Rhetoric say he got taught finances in school. I don't know what class he was in. We all went to the same high school. I ain't get taught that shit.
I want to add to that, though, dude. Fred, what's the American dream? What do they tell you the American dream is? Because
I mean, a white picket fence and all that other shit, yeah.
And what is that?
It's just essentially what it is a middle-class lifestyle that they try to present at a time frame.
So that you'll be okay with working near government jobs.
It's okay to work a wage. I don't think there's an issue with working a wage. The problem is working the low wage.
But what I'm saying is it's created to make money for them.
I think there is a system in regards to having labor being funneled through, and there needs to be some type of organization from it. It just so happens, because of the way that history has gone, that the elites have always tried to drain the swamp on the poor, that mm-hmm. results in that. I don't think intrinsically that wage labor has to be that. It's only that because generally the people at the top who are organizing the finances do that they create that reality for us.
But I agree with what you're saying, though. I think that the American dream was set up to keep us at a certain level.
It was marketing for the war. Let's just be honest. It was marketing for World War II.
It was.
I agree.
Now, you know what I'm saying? It was marketing for you. Once you come back and got your GI Bill check, not for the niggas, but for the white people to come get your homes and all this other stuff. Like I said, if you even go around here, you see a lot of homes from World War II around here.
Right.
Because that's what the plan was. We build all these homes while these niggas was gone. They come back, they buy these homes up, and then now it just increases with value in the area.
Mortgage is faking.
But to answer Jamari question, I think we don't get taught finances and things like that in school because obviously they don't want us to know. They don't want us to know how to be a sufficient adult without, you know what I'm saying, just like handing it off to us. Yeah,
if you go find
it, okay, you found out, you got the cats out of the bag, you know what to do. But initially, it's like, man, fuck that, don't tell these niggas shit. Let these niggas go out here and be fucking irrational with their money and not budget and go spend money on stupid shit.
Here's my logic.
I think I have another better answer for you.
Okay, go ahead. Before I give you my logic.
I think the one reason why they do it is because when you are young and you actually understand and can look at the system and you understand, oh, these are just some niggas who just made this shit up, and you actually have the time to develop a plan because you're not having to provide for yourself.
Right.
that is something that could be very much so at a detriment
to
because
them.
I like because that. If I understood
to the plan
to the plan to the if to I was the, if I was at, if okay, I could grant I had a kid when I was young, but if I actually had the opportunity where I didn't have to think about providing for something or someone else, I could have came up with a lot of different ideas and plans and stuff like that because my brain already kind of was coming to that where I was like, oh, right. This is just
it's still developing.
This is just niggas. Well, in my way I was taught, my dad, when he talked to me about politicians and things like that, was always, these are just niggas who just came up. These were the niggas who was just lucky enough to come up.
With. Uncle Tom.
Well, it wasn't. I wouldn't even say lucky because we know this shit is. This shit is.
Yeah, being a politician is a fucking.
It's nepotism.
But it's basically the dumb kids of the rich families are the politicians.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, though, that's what politicians is, just a fucking job program for the rich people that suck. Like, if we're being honest.
I can see where you're coming from with that.
Have you ever watched Succession?
Yes, that's what I said.
Who's the brother that run for president?
I can see where you're coming from with that. I was always taught the politician is the middleman between the dirty game and the clean game.
Right.
That's what I was always taught.
It's the one who they can manipulate.
Right.
But usually they may have their hands clean, but they got that.
It depends on where you came from. Because
most times they came from
we can talk about the ones in Chicago. I know some politicians in Chicago that ain't come from nothing. Mm-hmm. But they the main ones.
But there are some people who infiltrate the system.
Right.
There are good people who come in and infiltrate the system, but you only going to get to a certain level before you have to become a part of the system.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Before we get too far away from it, here's my logic about the finances of the American dream. I agree with you. The system was created. I feel like because at that time, like you said, Fred, if you were younger and you didn't have a kid, you know that you could create a plan. 16 to, we'll just say 24. Your brain's still developing. 24, you fully developed. 24, look, think about it. 24, 25, you fully developed. Fully developed. So if I understand at 16 that y'all playing a game with me, by the time I'm 24, getting ready to get out of college, I already know what the fuck I want to do. And it ain't no job.
It's worked out.
And I feel like they don't teach it because they don't want you to get creative, think outside the box of the American dream. And now you know what the fuck you're going to do. And now you get out of college, you done made $1 million year one.
Or not even just that, even not even this whole make a $1 million. Even you just go in, hey, you know, me and my partners is going to be the next workforce. We're not going to go to this workforce unless we're going to get this amount of money. You could literally, if I work for the local high school, y'all want high school labor because, you know, we can work these particular times and not have these right. responsibilities. That's going to cost you. Nigga.
I think it's a creativity thing, though. Think about
that, too.
Think about like Foot Locker, Foot Action. All the shoe stores. But then think about today.
I think what we're saying the same thing in regards to, like you said, it is creativity.
Right.
You could be creative in creating a group of laborers.
Right.
Knowing that, hey, we're not going to work for less than this. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And that's what I mean. Like, we're saying Foot Locker, all that stuff. You could have people who come together and say, no, like, if we're going to come to work, if you want people to come in, it's no less than this. And if you increase prices, we want to increase labor.
Shit.
Like,
Foot Locker, wages. Stock X. That's
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what keeps me from going to find somebody else?
The unity of the laborers. That's the main thing.
But that's what I'm saying. You can only unify the people. The people that will unify will only be the people that work together.
Because a boss can like you. That nigga can love you. You could be his motherfucking wife's brother. And he's still going to find somebody else. But hey, bro, it ain't no hard feelings.
Ain't no hard feelings. I'm going to find somebody else.
Better for the business.
Like, we're talking about the overhead. When it comes down to the numbers, I'm all about the numbers.
Right.
You talked about Succession. We talking about the numbers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Well, Succession was about a different. We were talking about a different topic when you said that, but okay.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, because we were talking about something different. That's what I'm saying. But no, I get what you're saying.
It doesn't matter how much I like you or how much you think you got control over me. If all you're doing is walking around and selling shoes, dog, I'll find somebody else to do it. Okay. If you don't want to do it for the price that I'm paying, I'll find somebody else that'll do it for you. Maybe even a lower price.
Because at the end of the day, just like you were saying, Dub, it's always going to come to the value.
That's where the self-respect
you may not have to work hard. You may not have to work hard, but if you know how to do this shit right and you do this shit good and you know the value that you bring to the company, you definitely have to be compensated.
I can almost tell you right now, though.
You have a lot of leverage.
You have a lot of leverage.
I can almost tell you.
You get more leverage when it's a group.
That the more money you make in corporate America, and this is the only, and I'm not going to say that this is the only place where it applies, but this is a place that I've seen it full fledged. In corporate America, the more money you make, the less work you do.
I agree.
Yeah,
that's a problem. Oon made a statement. He said, "If you're working, so I took a contract for somebody. Right, I'm working under a CFO right now. Motherfucker don't do shit. I do everything for him."
Do everything.
Everything.
Do
everything. He's like, oh, I'm retiring next year. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, but guess what? He got you doing his motherfucking work.
Everything.
got you doing his work. And if you went up to that nigga and you told him straight up, I don't think I should be doing this for this price no more.
150 of them guys.
He'll find somebody else. He'll find somebody else. If you told him that you needed more compensation for the work that you're doing for him, he'll just be like, okay, go find it. Because I'm going to find somebody else that's willing to get what I'm paying them to do everything for me.
This goes back to that creativity, though, because it doesn't necessarily mean that. Like, that's an idea that you think that they have to use on us to make us believe that there is that. It's expensive to train people for these companies and stuff. There's a lot of liability that goes on.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right
now. But they'll let your ass go and have somebody in there tomorrow.
They will.
Matter of fact, same day.
Bro, at a job, you're just a number. And I could honestly say, speaking from someone who was a trainer for a company, for a global company, somebody who trained the entire country on new systems and new processes, these companies don't take training that serious. Like, I've seen people get hired and they don't get trained. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just finna throw your ass in the chair.
Hope you get it right.
And we gonna teach you as you go.
Right.
Because most of the time, bro, these companies don't even have time to train a nigga.
Right.
They don't really have time to. Everybody got a workload going on. It's too much going on for us to even sit down and train you. Like, that 9 times out of 10, you just shadowing somebody.
But that's why the interview process is so intrusive.
Yeah, because
that's why what you put on your resume.
Right.
It's so relative. They're looking to see, have you done this before?
Right.
If you've done this before, then we probably don't need to train you on this. It's something similar. We just need you to learn how to do it in our operations.
All right, fellas. The vagina's drying up. Let's get into some good more interesting shit.
The vagina's drying.
Let's get into some more.
Sometimes you got to motorboat that thing, bro.
Hey, man.
Well,
sometimes you gotta blow bubbles.
Don't disrespect Sherry.
I didn't say no disrespect. God damn, that was Queens Flip that said that.
I'm telling you, I just about to say a joke about Queens. And you just go over here. Don't do that no more.
I'm on the fuck Queens. I'm on my the fuck nigga. Queens boat. You my know what I'm saying? Fuck Queens Flip. Fuck Joe Budden too though.
Nah, don't. Okay, a little bit.
I'm saying
we can't be.
Hey Joe, holler at me.
I don't know these fucking
financial literacy. Fuck Queens.
Just like they don't
fuck
know
white
me.
Boy.
Just like they don't know me. I don't know these dusty niggas either.
So.
Shit. He did call you dusty. He called us both dusty.
I'm saying I don't
you know was in dusty. That camera view. You was in that camera view, homeboy.
Joe, I wasn't dusty. My nigga, I had on a nice ass fit that day. Actually,
that's what I'm saying. Your fit was kind of trash.
That was a nice shirt.
I kind of like Joe. I ain't gonna
lie. I like Joe too. I'm mad at Joe.
That's the whole shit. Bro, about this is funny as fuck because it is content. And we wasn't rhetoric wasn't trying to goddamn.
My boy told rhetoric to eat a dick.
No, yeah, he did. Yeah. But we wasn't trying to even get into that.
This nigga took his shirt off. He was hostile.
This nigga took his shirt off.
Bro, do you see how fat that nigga is? Like a fucking.
But I'm saying, though, very dope. I told you, Redery, like, we grown now. You can't just be telling niggas they got this dick up their ass.
I will.
And not
I'm sorry.
They gonna pull up to this bitch and spray it.
I'm saying they ain't gonna spray it around here. They don't know where
we at. And they wouldn't know who.
We in the middle of the motherfucking churches over here. Them niggas ain't coming over there.
Somebody said they seen the low income housing walls.
Yeah, somebody said that in the comments. Fuck y'all. Somebody did say that in the comments. It was like,
it's
like
a trap house.
They said a trap house wall.
But the crazy thing is, fall on us. Where did Joe start at? He was in a fucking basement. So like, that's the funny
thing. We started from the bottom. We gonna be where Joe at.
Joe said pump it up.
Joe said, when you see us do something, it's up. Nigga.
Hey.
I'll beat the shit out of Joe. I'm not violent.
I don't like how they see it. Ooh, that's why I be having to. Hold on 1 second, Jabari. Let me get this shit out. Because I ain't get to say this shit the first show. Rhetoric is my partner. This is my nigga. We argue. We go back and forth. Sometimes I don't like this nigga. I love this nigga. This like my brother. You know what I'm saying? But I don't be agreeing with all the shit he say. You know what I'm saying?
But he gonna ride.
But I'm gonna stick with him.
We gonna spin together.
We ain't.
They gotta put the meme in there. I'm gonna stick beside him.
We wasn't trying to be all no. I'm not with the cut shot. Cause Joe, I saw you chuckle when this nigga said his nigga said no gunshots because he a family man. That's me. Nigga, you got your son on the show. How many times my son done ran around on the show?
We done had to get his audio out.
You know what I'm saying? So nigga Joe, we slick on the same shit, nigga. So for you to goddamn, I don't watch a show like that. I'll admit it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some more shit. I'm in the community. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here coaching, I'm doing different shit. But for you to goddamn say, when you see us, it's up, bro. We ain't even on that. Damn. I'm a family man. My son run around just like your son run around. We can horn it up. We can hit the horns. You know what I'm saying? But we can't goddamn gunshot it up. I ain't with that.
Do I look like
so, Joe, we got to fix this, bro. We got to reconcile this, bro. We got kids. They can't be out here seeing it. Y'all done disrespected my boy, Mahomes. She a
real shit.
A good woman.
No real shit, Queens Flip. We got some niggas that really come out here and turn you into a fucking verse.
All right, then he just say,
I got family man. Fucking turn your little bitch ass out. Nigga. You like a real sweet looking little cinnamon butt, bitch ass nigga. You little fat fuck. Make sure you pay your fucking ass taxes with Joe's money too. 18th coming up, bitch.
He might have pay that shit like that. I don't have no.
No, that nigga. No, the reason why he got with Joe was because Joe paid his taxes for him. Because this nigga fucked his money up.
Do it look like I left off bad?
I fucked my money up. Now I
can do it look like I got now left off bad?
Now you're a fat
fuck. I left off bad and blues. Nah, for real though.
This nigga really just slick tried to disrespect me though. Try to slide that shit in there. Top and bottom dub does not exist. Top and bottom. Don't ever fucking my say that shit.
We
like
gotta
that.
Get some context.
There ain't no top and bottom dub.
That was a funny joke.
Nah, that shit was weak as fuck.
And that was the best joke ever. I'm not gonna say no names, but that show with Farrah was funny as fuck. They was talking about some goddamn, you know what they was talking about.
The chaotic?
About. Oh, yeah. You know what they was talking about. That shit was.
He sent me the video. That was funny.
But listen, Joe, Queens, Rhetoric want to smoke. I'm trying to work this shit out, bro. I suggest y'all talk to me. This nigga ain't going, he not reasonable, okay? Y'all did disrespect his mama. That ain't cool, but I was never
leave the mama and the kids out of
it. Yeah, leave the family out. Leave the family out, bro. We just gonna work this shit out. We gotta come to some agreement, man. Your fans in the comments, fuck them. But I'm sorry. We done.
I appreciate
shit.
That. I appreciate that. We had to let it out. We had to let it out. Done with you, this shit. You picked done it up. You shit. Tried to hold it in.
We done with
I respect
this shit.
That. I appreciate that.
No
bro.
Gunshots. No gunshots.
No more. One more.
No gunshots.
One more.
No.
All right, we done. This let me load it up. All right, we done. We done.
This nigga caught me back.
We done. All right. We gotta be ready.
Yeah, I feel you. But
all right. You want to get into DJ Ack or?
They DJ Ack or the King Von?
Let's get into King Von. They all kind of come together anyway. We can get into the King Von. I mean, the DJ Ack.
The King Von documentary. This nigga, Trap Lord Ross.
Yes, sir.
Watch that
Trap
shit.
Ross.
Man, this nigga made a 3-hour doc. Nah, this nigga made a fucking 3.5-hour documentary talking about all the bodies King Von had. He allegedly had. But he
so it's
called
a conspiracy.
This, I mean, slick, but I mean,
this nigga talked about it.
Yeah, he talked about some of them. But they called this nigga, well, Trap Lord Ross called this nigga rap's first serial killer. He alleged he had like, what, 9 bodies?
He said he had 7 that he had direct contact
like direct,
with.
And others he like paid.
When did it become cool to talk about how many bodies you got?
Vaughn was doing it.
I mean, it was. Yeah, I think he might have kind of made.
Vaughn was the first nigga who was out here really. First, saying, no, I
think it was some niggas in the '90s who probably got plenty bodies, but they
wasn't
talking.
It wasn't called.
It was the nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
It was the nigga that stabbed Tukey on death row.
Tukey Williams. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was the first.
But he wasn't
nigga.
Saying. But he didn't say Tukey. He was talking air.
About. But my question was, when did it become cool to talk about it though? Like
West Coast.
I was brought up where you don't talk about stuff like that.
No, yeah, and I think that there's a southern. There's always been like a southern gentleman to southern gangsters.
Yeah, you like, know what we I'm got, saying? We like we got to
like
stand.
Nigga, the game is to be sold, not to be told. Like that shit started
and
off
like,
in the
we
south.
Not, and we not
in other places. With. In other places, like up north, like in the northeast,
these niggas is ruthless.
In the Midwest, out west, these motherfuckers is bragging on bodies.
They ruthless. It ain't no
but
ruthless.
See,
it's never really been like that
about?
In the south. You know what I'm saying? It's always kind of been like a
when it comes to music though. I feel like this shit changed with that Chicago drill rap.
Yeah, it was definitely.
And that like NBA Youngboy.
No, it was definitely before that. It was definitely Chief Keef when he said he was smoking on two.
Yeah.
That was when that shit started.
Bang, bang.
That's that's when that shit started. And like I said, Vaughn was the nigga, like you literally could have seen Vaughn on social media. Especially, I was early on social media. I was early on Twitter. Right. He was on 2011, 2012 talking about the bodies. Like I feel like I've seen his, whatchamacallit before get retweeted.
Yeah, I just feel was a popular nigga up there around that time.
I just feel like a lot of these niggas, the labels that they signed to create this narrative for them. That's just my opinion.
I heard Empire threatened Trap Lord.
I feel like, yeah, he talked about it on mm-hmm. his live stream, but I don't think it's even that they create these.
This nigga Jamari just threw up a gang sign.
No, sir.
He did. He just threw up a gang sign just that quick. He talking about some.
What I'm a family man.
Family man. Hey.
Are you a Latin king?
Family no, sir.
Man gang. Only gang I'm repping is family man.
I have no recollection of the accent that you speak of.
So, like, but what I'm saying is, I don't think the labels are, like, necessarily cultivating these artists. I think
do.
They're finding people that are in this realm and we're gonna say, man, this nigga already in the streets. He already thugging. Man, what he gonna do when I give him $1 million?
I don't.
He gonna go extra crazy.
I think they create this narrative. I think some of these niggas got college degrees. They create the narrative and then they go put a life insurance policy on these niggas.
I mean, that potentially can happen.
Quavo,
I mean,
went to Berkmar.
I'm weak.
Quavo went to fucking Berkmar. Quavo ain't out here. He talking about he whipping in the kitchen.
Hey, man.
He said that shit on damn near every song. He whipping in the kitchen.
Shout out to Jimmy Carter
Boulevard. Home went to Berkmar.
Berkmar's in Lilburn.
Yeah. It's in Lilburn.
Jimmy Carter Boulevard.
There's no hood niggas in Lilburn.
It's, I mean, you don't got to be.
That's Gwinnett.
Whipping up the, that's whipping Gwinnett. In the kitchen.
That nigga ain't whipping in no kitchen. Hey, Northside.
The cartel heavy. Gwinnett.
They are.
We talking about the
Migos. They weren't Migos.
They called the Migos. They called themselves the Migos for a reason. I'm not
Northside. When was the Northside ever here. Tough when we was
going? Just saying.
We live on the outskirts of Atlanta. That's where we came from. We came from the outskirts of Atlanta. Was the Northside ever tough?
I'm not here to recollect or verify or deny what a nigga may have been doing in the streets. I know what the fuck I did. Niggas gonna talk what they gonna talk. I'm not saying that it's impossible that my boy would have been whipping up. I'm not saying that is, you know, that he was for sure either. You know what I'm saying?
Quavo,
that ain't here in my bag. Quavo, I fuck with Quavo. All
right, 30 seconds on Quavo, then we get back to this.
Quavo, the weakest nigga in the Migos.
Jeez. Long live Takeoff, man. That's all I got.
Long live RIP Takeoff. All
right, back to this Vaughn shit. So I'm going to just straight up say, bro, this nigga Vaughn was a monster, bro. He was a savage.
He was fucking fascinating.
He was. You put me on to him. This is how this shit started. I saw his shit getting pushed into my algorithms because, of course, I watch other stuff that's related to
right.
him. I did not want to watch his shit because I knew once I started watching him, he was going to die soon. Like, I literally felt that when I saw his content. This nigga,
bro, you got to watch his video, bro. This nigga's
but no,
wild,
that's because I got. I
and
got,
after that, bro, I could not stop listening to bro, this nigga's music.
I'm not so do y'all believe everything in the documentary?
That nigga was a psychopathic murderer.
I don't believe everything in the documentary.
Nigga
but
says.
That
nigga was a dark nigga, bro.
Ted Bundy?
That had issues.
He was like Ted Bundy?
No.
Bro, this nigga was on. He was a hood Ted Bundy.
Nah, he wasn't a Ted Bundy.
Why the fuck is he not a Ted Bundy? He was killing people.
But he was a hood raping. Zodiac killer, bro.
He wasn't raping women. That Ted Bundy was on.
Okay, so yeah, we'll
shit.
Change that. We'll change it.
He
killer.
Was a he
Zodiac
was
killer.
A, no, he was a legit like
Zodiac killer.
Zodiac.
I wouldn't even say Zodiac, bro. He was a fucking real gang member.
Just hood.
Like, he was a real
oh,
gang.
Oh, you
bro.
Said
he was
something.
A real hood gang
some
member,
of that
bro.
Shit wasn't.
Like, he was not on no like man.
You were. No, how many people you killed?
I'll edit that.
Yeah, like, what kind of shit is that? I'm a family man.
Now?
I'm a family man.
You were back in the day.
Okay, I got to do both times.
Edit that, bro.
The amount of time.
Edit that, bro.
We're talking
edit
about King
out.
Vaughn's age.
During
the age
King
range
ages,
that King...
I wasn't ever thinking about
nigga, nigga, King Vaughn only lived to be 24.
Yeah, King Vaughn.
You was until you was 25.
King Vaughn was killing niggas at 12, 13 years old. I wasn't on that.
He was at veterans.
I was playing sports.
Yo, this nigga King Vaughn was out here doing these murders when he was a child.
I hate niggas.
He was a child.
This nigga was doing this shit in high school. He was spinning on niggas. This, like I said, that's why I'm saying like.
But that's what they do up there, though.
But
yeah, that's the not, lifestyle.
No, it's
that
some
lifestyle
guys who are
different.
Doing that.
No, I'm there saying that's what they do up north.
I'm not gonna act like that.
Chicago got the highest difference.
Chicago.
This nigga was
Chicago and Baltimore.
Yeah,
he lost his friend. And like I said, that's what Trap Lil Ross.
Yeah, Lil Whitey.
When he lost Whitey.
Whitey.
He went crazy.
That was enough
Whitey
trauma.
He turned to Blackie.
Whitey got killed. I seen it.
He turned to Blackie.
He turned into a demon.
Yeah, that's what
that's
he
what
said.
The song said.
That's what he said in his song.
That shit turned me to a demon. And I honestly believe that trauma turned him into this psychopathic killer. Where all he ever wanted to do was spit. That's all was fascinating was his mind.
Like he literally talked about it on Instagram.
Yes. That's all he
all
that's all
that's
he
all
was
he
about.
Oh, it's time to kill. I feel like killing today. Oh, I'm finna, you know, oh, I'm spinning again today.
Y'all boys better not be outside when I come outside. Like, that nigga really
he
wanted
just,
to be on that shit.
He just thought, y'all know. Like, but it was also like a heredity. Like, his dad was
a gang member as well.
You know what I'm saying?
So, no,
his
that's
dad
true.
Was allegedly out killing
his dad. No, his
doing
dad went to jail
like
for that, right? And died in,
I think,
died in
I don't,
the street.
I don't know.
They said his dad got killed by a sniper rifle.
Sheesh.
You have friends that are convicted murderers.
Oh. We gotta.
What's your fucking point?
We gotta edit all like, that out.
I mean, that
I'm
part
saying,
is.
We're
bad.
Talking about a serial killing rapper.
All I'm saying is, you could have went down that same path,
but I didn't, cause I was never on that. I was never on harming people, murder. Like that was never.
That's what I'm saying. We could sit here and make excuses and all kind of.
That's
other
not
shit.
An excuse.
But either
that's
way.
A fact.
Bro was a serial killer. He was a psychopath. He was fucked up in the head.
He was.
two people in this room were friends with a.
What's your favorite Quan Avon?
But that
quote?
don't make bro King Von quote. What you trying to claim, bro? Bro had him had was.
I am not
shit.
Just talking
no,
about
bro,
him.
Shit Fred, try to put yeah,
our guest is friends with a convicted murderer.
What's my favorite Bond quote?
Yes.
I don't really have a favorite quote.
I don't have a favorite
lyrics. Yeah, there you go. Bars, whatever you want to call it.
I sit up in his head. He ain't working back. That's my favorite.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all like, own that like shit. That. Y'all like own that shit. Y'all own that shit. Y'all own that shit.
I'm not on that shit.
That's the fuck out of here.
No. That's not my favorite line. Hold on.
You posted the shit, the dead shit from the Jacksonville nigga.
Hold on. I got
you posted.
Go ahead.
Hold on. My favorite line is
that's murder. We talking about murder.
It was from Back Again when he said, "Real street nigga, we into it till we die. No, we into it till you die." Real street nigga. That's what he said.
Till you die. Not him. Till you die.
That was my favorite is King Von bar.
Yeah, King Von was crazy, but
like, he said you put him on, so what was your favorite?
No, I put
him
on.
No, he liked the gang shit.
Yeah, so I put him on because I
no music.
I got
even listen to
this
music.
One. I didn't start listening to King Von until after I had already.
He said, let you fuck with that.
Let me set the record
come
straight.
Come on, man. Yeah, I fuck with that gang shit. I fuck with that murder shit. I fuck with that, you know what I'm saying, psychopathic serial killer shit. That's the type of shit that I'm on. That's the type of people I hang out with. Those the kind of friends I have.
Why you putting that on my man?
Because I'm saying I hang
that's
out with you.
That's the type
you.
Of shit.
I hang out with you. What
yeah,
the fuck
I'm
is
saying, you got two different circles.
What the fuck is you? I hang out with you.
You got two different circles.
I hang out with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about people I grew up with. I didn't know that when I grew up with certain people, they was going to do certain things.
Right.
You feel me? Now,
you knew King Von was a murderer when you listened to his songs, and you still listen.
I listened to his songs after I found out he was a murderer because niggas was saying he's talking about what he's doing in the music. And I'm like, well, let me hear if
what
this nigga
saying,
really talking
right.
about this shit. But how I found out about it was I got family in Chicago.
You knew R. Right. Kelly, just like in part one.
I got family.
You knew R. Kelly was doing the shit that he was doing. You still listen to the music. You knew that King Von was doing the shit that he was doing. You still listen to the music. You support pedophiles, and you support fucking serial killers.
Your family from 63rd.
Through the music. That's how you support them, through the music.
I do got family from 63rd.
You got family from 60s. Nigga, you got family from fucking.
With the R. Kelly shit, I didn't. I was already, we were well indoctrinated into R. Kelly before anybody knew anything about his sexual.
R-rated was out, nigga, before you were an adult. Before fifth grade, R-rated was out.
We knew about R. Kelly way before we knew about any of his sexual proclivities, right?
And you still listen to the music.
Nigga,
when you graduated from kindergarten, nigga, you sang, "I Believe I Can Fly." You know what I'm saying? That was the motherfucking song you say.
"Wind so, Beneath My Wings" is what we sung, nigga.
R. Kelly,
we ain't seen no R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, "I Believe I Can Fly."
I went to a Christian school.
You know what I'm saying? All this shit.
And you
this
got
shit
touched. That's what I'm saying. Y'all be putting these people on pedestals, dog. These motherfuckers are pedophiles.
I don't know what's wrong with them,
and fucking serial killers. Y'all niggas be putting them on pedestals, bro. Oh, he touched me, but he was my teacher.
He might need some of that affair, some of that attention you and Farrah was talking about on the last show.
Yeah, he ain't been getting it. I don't
know.
He rattled a little bit.
He needs somebody to get on that barely for him, man, because he's tripping. Listen, this is what I'm saying.
Brolic ass nigga.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. I found out about King Von because I got family up there in Chicago, bro.
Right.
I got a cousin who lived on 63rd who went to school with FBG Duck. When I heard about how all this shit got started for me was I heard that this dude dropped this song called Dead Bitches. Mm-hmm. And he was dissing people who died from this certain part of town in Chicago.
Right.
I looked into it and I said, oh shit, 63rd, such and such. I'm looking at the streets. I'm like, damn, my cousin stay right down the street from there. I hit up my cousin Tony. I asked him about the shit. He like, yeah, bro, them niggas going crazy. He gave me a little background on it. I went on YouTube. Got down the fucking rabbit hole, and then I fumbled across a nigga named King Von.
I could have sworn we did this before Duck died.
It was way before Duck died.
But you said Dead Bitches, he died
he
right
died
after Dead Bitches.
He died a couple songs after that, but when the song
he died right after Dead Bitches.
I'm saying when the song came out was when I got introduced to this shit.
Oh, I thought it was before that.
When the song came out was when I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? Why he talking about these people? And then that's when I found out about King Von. I had heard of King Von anyway because he fought with Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dirk was in Atlanta at that time. Mm-hmm. Rio, all the
niggas
fucking
was.
With Dirk. I'm seeing these niggas. Oh, he rocking the chain. He fought with Dirk. Okay, I hear some of Dirk's songs. That shit cool. When I get the backstory is when I find out. Damn, this the names this nigga saying, mm-hmm. the events this nigga talk about. Like, oh shit, this shit is real. You feel me? So now I'm like, damn, I want to hear more of this nigga's songs and see right. what the fuck he talking about. Because niggas is like, bro, this nigga King Von literally telling on himself in his song. I'm like, what the fuck? This shit is, you know, damn, okay, let me hear what this nigga talking about. I hear this shit, I'm watching this shit. I find out about K.I., the girl. I start hearing about all these other people, T-Roy, and now I'm hearing names and putting motherfucking faces with people. I'm like, yo, Fred, this shit is nuts, bro. You got to look into this shit. Then when we started looking into it, FBG Duck gets killed. You know what I'm saying? He gets killed after that.
Yeah.
And now we like, oh shit, they done killed the nigga because he made the song. Now we looking into King Von. That's when King Von was going crazy with Asian Doll and he bringing the chains back to O Block. And it was like the nigga was really kind of at his peak at that time.
Yeah.
Which made it so crazy because it's like as soon as we looked into this nigga, he was at his fucking peak. And then from there, nigga it's died, like nigga died. Time. Nigga died. Like abruptly. Right, like yeah. Boom. He dropped the album. Boom. He died. And then it was just like the fallout from everything that he had kind of done leading up to his death just started to all come out. It all started to unravel. And the shit was so fascinating because it's like, damn, this motherfucker was legit talking about this shit, saying it, doing things, all this shit. Like, motherfuckers shot some nigga up in Atlanta at the Varsity.
Yeah, allegedly.
Niggas eating at the Varsity?
No, he wasn't eating it. It was across at the smoking lounge across, and they tried to allegedly try to rob
him. They ran into a Chicago nigga, and they had some goddamn beef going on, and shit got crazy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be from the other side.
Yeah, they apparently shot the nigga up, took his money, all kind of shit.
So my one thing kind of takeaway, just kind of just overall from it, was just kind of just saying like, bro, like that's the big overall problem with the area, with the fact that he could, you know, feel like he could get away with this because he knew he was in an impoverished area. He knew people weren't going to be able to stop, you know, exactly what they were doing. And it kind of just feels like that's kind of pushed itself into different ways around people. And we've got now this world where folks think that even more so than in the past that they're untouchable. Like we got Mikey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mikey Williams, who just got arrested for felony. Now, I read a little article on DJ Academic's page. Not an article, but it was supposed to be from his lawyer saying that somebody came into his residence that he was at, and that's why the firearms came out. That's fucking cap. Like, I just honestly feel like that's just fucking
so what,
cap.
So what is the real story? Like, what happened?
It hasn't came out yet. We're still waiting for the reporting, so like, I'm not going to say put nothing on his jacket like that. But I will feel like if you look at his videos, his comments, just the way he overall carries himself.
Young nigga getting money.
He's not a young man who's willing to.
And he live in Memphis.
He's going to Memphis. He's from Cali. He was staying in North Carolina. He's actually going to school at a Lake Norman in North Carolina. For me, it just seemed like because he was able to perform at such a level, even though I don't think he was always going to get the best talent, he was able to perform at such a level. He was given an idea that he could operate in a manner that was a little bit unbecoming for somebody coming up in his way. Because like I said, I know you hate the word humble. I've watched some of your posts.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
But this is very much clear with somebody who needed to be understanding. Like you're in a very privileged position. You're friends with LeBron's son. You've able to use that to catapult you into now these NIL deals and things of that nature. He's got like, he's like one of the top earners.
I don't think his friendship with
LeBron better than LeBron's son. He better than Bron.
No, he's not. He's not better than Bron.
They probably
played horrible talent. Like, let's be honest.
He's a good talent, but
he has skill. He's skilled.
He's skilled. He's very
but
skilled.
But he's not been competing against good talent. I saw him against Oak Hill. He put up a struggling 20 points. Like, when it came to real niggas, real coaches, he's not like that. Well, see. Hopefully,
I'll go Bronny.
20 is
too.
A lot.
Yeah, but
in high school
against that
against Oak Hill.
No, he didn't. This nigga had like 16, 17 shots. That's not good. He wasn't efficient. Like if you go back, he wasn't efficient.
I go Bronny one. Bronny one. Mike two.
And like I said, I don't feel bad for my Bronny getting a McDonald's All American over him. That's just real shit.
But then you also, I think in his situation, you also gotta watch the company you keep. You know what
so
I'm
that's what I was going to ask. Do you think that what happened with Mikey is a product of
absolutely
this rap culture?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say product of rap culture.
Absolutely. A product of the culture that absolutely. I talk about a lot.
Look at y'all. Look at y'all.
Y'all get mad at me when I talk about Jason Whitlock and the shit that I agree on with him as far as the culture and how it's trash.
Y'all is closer to Mikey than he is
we,
to us.
I talk about this a lot with entrepreneurs, and it's this whole crab in the barrel mentality. And I think a lot of times we as black people push a certain narrative with ourselves because we think that's going to lift us up more. And it's like, nah,
like
nigga,
that thug narrative.
Yeah.
Like that hyper masculine.
The whole black men don't cry thing. I be telling niggas all the time, like, nigga, the best thing I ever did was go get therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Fuck you talking I about. You cry.
I'm a proponent of therapy.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
What like, you was talking about in therapy?
Everything. Everything. It got deep. It got real deep. That shit made me cry.
Get to the root of some shit.
Exactly.
In that therapy but, shit that you can't even fathom.
So I think
necessarily get to
yourself.
Right. You know, and I think from Mikey's situation, Mikey just got in a situation where, yeah, he was feeling himself a little bit. I agree with you, Fred. I don't think it was a situation where somebody invaded their crib. I think Mikey just was like, shit, nigga, I'm that nigga. And, you know, it's what it is. You run up, you're going to get your ass shot.
Somebody might have said something. Right. Felt disrespected and it went. And they took it there.
Yo, can we just add one part, though? Like, Wallow is 0 for fucking 25 on the talks, young. Like, anytime he has a talk with a nigga, that nigga goes to jail or ends up dying.
Wallow try to tell Wallow try to tell niggas the truth and niggas just don't want to hear.
Well, see, obviously when
he did a hard 25.
Yo, when Wallow tells you something, just know it is too late, my nigga. It is done. You are done afterwards. You are done afterwards.
Like you said earlier, that's just conspiracy.
Nah, King Von and PNB Rock was on the same episode. Both of them niggas not here no more.
But he talked to Meek and look at me.
He talked to Young Thug. Where he at?
But he talked to Meek.
He talked to Young Thug. Where he at, my nigga? He talked to O-Block. Where he at?
That was done.
Bro, he talked to O-Block. 2 months later, them niggas was all getting arrested for FPG Duck's murder.
He talked to Thug. It was already too late.
Man, no, it was too late for all of them. I'm saying that's what I said.
I'm saying for Mikey, it wasn't because Mikey just did some shit like recently. Thug getting hit on shit.
But I'm saying that's
10 years ago.
I'm talking about this is the sign. When Wallow comes up to talk to you about hood shit, just know the feds are behind. And you about to get bammed up shortly after.
You saying Wallow an informant?
No, I'm saying Wallow was an omen of bad news. Wallow know exactly when the fuckery is coming. And he is setting you up to let you know, hey, bro, it's time. It's time. I'm talking about it was so many videos of niggas that just been fucked up with Wallow in the next. Hey, bro, y'all niggas got to make sure y'all love y'all family.
What's the next topic, man?
Y'all got to make sure y'all love y'all family. Stay out that hood shit, nigga. Niggas ain't know these niggas popping niggas and they in jail for the fucking 5 to 10.
Man, I got to give my well wishes and prayers from the Thoughtful Narcissist podcast to Jamie Foxx.
For sure.
Playing by we're right told race. That he had a medical emergency. We're not really sure what's happened. It's been rumored that he may have had a stroke or something while he was on the set filming a movie or whatever. But, man, we just want to give our prayers, all our well wishes, man, to, you know, just any kind of uplifting prayers we can give to Jamie Foxx and the family right now. We want to do that, man. It's crazy that this shit happened because I was just speaking with somebody and fucking...
They believe it was a stroke, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what has been rumored. But, like, we was talking about how much of a talent
Jamie Foxx
is. Like, this nigga is amazing.
Plain white rice, see how it boils.
You say that again?
Plain white rice, see how it boils.
Plain white rice.
Okay, was that a... Is that a
that's Jamie Foxx.
Okay, that's I was saying, I didn't miss that one.
The jingles. The jingles.
Oh, from the show. You're right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
A legend.
Man, he got shit. Man, Jamie Foxx, singer.
Question.
Comedian, and can damn near impersonate anybody.
Yes, whatever your question is, the answer is yes.
Jamie Foxx show or Martin?
Jamie Foxx. I'm going to go with Jamie Foxx.
I'm being the same. I like Fancy.
I like both. I'm going to go with both shows, but Jamie Foxx.
I like
Fancy. Jamie's the only person I've ever seen impersonate every single person. Any person you name.
And Buddy was in both. The nigga who ran the hotel. He was Martin's boss.
So
I'm Braxton.
No, the nigga who ran the hotel to Pops.
He was on the radio station.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go Martin because Martin is like nostalgic.
You know what?
Like
Martin started it all. Martin in the house.
Martin started that, yeah.
I don't feel like Martin started it, but Martin was one of the better
ones. It was one of the better 90 shows because
that was the juice.
Because what you got? You got In the House, Living Single, Martin. Yeah.
Oh, Living Single was definitely.
Y'all remember In the House though?
Oh, for sure. In the house, had a Wayne brother. My girl, Wayne sister,
the girl.
Shout out to the Wayne brothers. Shout out to their whole family.
Mia Campbell. Oh yeah, Mia Campbell was like
the guy. The Wayne's daddy just died.
Yeah, man.
R.I.P. to that man.
Oh damn. Which one, Big Wayne?
No, the dad. The dad who created all them.
Yeah, the patriarch. Okay. The Waynes.
Man, that's an honorable family. Y'all seen some of Marlon's
Marlon be out here talking the talk, man.
He been going in at it, bro. I've been fucking with a lot of his interviews, bro. He hates Chris Rock.
I mean, who don't?
Chris Rock.
Because Chris Rock been fucking him up his whole career. This nigga said Chris Rock is the reason why he stopped doing stand-up for 20 years. He said that nigga laughed at him.
Look, no disrespect. Chris Rock fans, I don't think Chris Rock funny. He ain't said shit that ever made me laugh.
Who you got? Top three.
We talk about comedians a lot.
Top three comedians. Matter of fact, we're going to go for it. We're going to go your Mount Rushmore black comedians.
All right. I got to go Richard Pryor because I watch a lot of old school.
Okay.
I got to go. No particular order. Got to go Bernie Mac.
Okay.
I can't even go Steve Harvey. Dave Chappelle, obviously.
Dave Chappelle.
Because Dave's going to keep it real. He don't give a fuck. Number four.
Mount Rushmore now.
Yeah, that's Mount Rushmore.
I feel like you a Mike Epps kind of guy.
I don't like Mike Epps.
Really?
Mike Epps more funny. I would take you for Mike Epps.
I like Mike
Epps. He's a movie funny. He's not stand up.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you going on straight stand up? Okay.
Straight stand up.
I wasn't gonna go on straight.
Cat Williams.
I'm going all around.
Nah, Cat more. Cat more of a movie funny too.
No,
Cat. He got, but not all time. Not Mount Rushmore though.
I don't know. The Pimp Chronicles might be something. Listen, bro, you might be slipping. You might be tripping.
Who your last one?
Shit, probably Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, sure. That's a good one. That's my four. All right, I'm going to go with my four. I'm going to go Richard Pryor. I'm going to go.
Are y'all doing black guys?
No, nah, just period.
Okay, I'm going black.
Oh, I just, oh, okay.
This is a black show.
I mean,
I'm going black. I don't really watch white comedy. Like, I'm going black. I'm going Richard Pryor. I'm going Bernie Mac.
Yep.
I'm going Red Fox. I'm going Red Fox.
Okay, I can deal with that. I can dig that.
Damn. That fourth one's tough.
That fourth one's tough, bro. All reason I
that fourth one, I'm going Patrice O'Neal.
I like that. That's Patrice O'Neal.
I was going to put Patrice in mine.
I got. Yeah.
Only reason I didn't put Red Fox, but I felt like Eddie talked a little bit more shit than
Red Fox. And Red did a lot of shit on records.
Red's old school.
It wasn't a whole lot of, you could go see him perform.
Yeah, it was
but
old
when he
school.
Did perform, but he recorded it and sent the recording out.
His fucking comedy.
And that's why
hilarious.
I like Richard Fox. Richard Pryor taught that talk.
Eddie and Red Fox, I kind of, that was my tussle, but I'm going Red just because he was before.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Yeah. He was a pioneer.
Yeah.
Right. He a pioneer.
But you're putting Patrice over Eddie.
Yeah, because Patrice was different. Patrice brought a different style.
She was a pioneer.
Patrice created that manosphere.
He created what's going on
there. Patrice created the manosphere from a comedy realm where he literally told men like how women operate. And how we need to operate with modern women. And that shit is
brilliant. He was ahead of his time.
It's brilliant. Sure. He was ahead of his time. It's brilliant.
He was definitely
Patrice O'Neal is one of the funniest fucking comedians. And I couldn't even put Dave on there. I had to put Patrice over Dave.
The only reason I put Dave on there because I love Dave to death. But Dave gonna touch on anything political.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that got to do with what's going on today. He gonna put that shit on there. He gonna make a joke out of it. If you don't like it, fuck you. Walk out.
Yeah, that's it.
Straight up.
Rhetoric, who you're for?
So the head weighing. I'm definitely putting him on there.
The pops.
Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle. I did have Patrice. That was supposed to be one of my Patrice.
We're talking about stand-up?
Yeah, stand-up.
So you're saying Damon?
Damon had some great stand-up. They're not like specials, but he had great appearances.
Friday Night Live?
Damon on stand-up is what you're going with.
Damon? Yes.
We're talking about stand-up. This is Mount Rushmore.
I did overall. I didn't just do stand-up. I just put my...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He put people that wasn't... That's why I was saying overall. We don't just stand-up? Straight stand-up?
Straight stand-up.
Oh, well, Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Patrice O'Neal, Cat Williams. Straight. Those are straight stand-ups.
Eddie, Patrice, Cat, and who?
Eddie, Patrice,
Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle.
Who you got, Dub?
I'm going with Richard.
Richard.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Cat.
Mm-hmm. Cat.
Kevin.
You like Kevin over Dave? What you like about Kevin? You know, I can't even hear that show choice.
I saw Kevin live.
I'm farting on
that. I saw Kevin live.
Okay.
I saw Kevin live when Kevin was young. Kevin live doing stand up, funnier than a motherfucker.
Funnier than Bernie.
You like The Office?
So now Bernie is somebody that I would definitely want to throw in there, but it's tough.
Is it because you didn't see him live?
I didn't see him live.
Okay, so you got, but again, this your Mount Rushmore.
The only person that I saw live was Kevin.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But Bernie is somebody that I would put in there. But when I watch Richard, when I watch Eddie, and when I watch fucking Cat, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, these motherfucking specials are off the chain. Bernie is clips of his specials. Or he gets a portion of a special.
Yeah, because comedy was different then.
Right.
Comedy was different. It's always, he never had that I witnessed, that full show, that full stand-up. He's the premier comedian
stand-up. So I'm going to just say some guys who nobody
but
named.
But Bernie is probably funnier to me than all of them.
I'm going
to But when we talk about pure stand-up.
I got to name some guys.
These
that
guys
we didn't
putting
even,
together.
Guys
honorable
that we didn't
mentions.
Even name that I feel like are better than some of the people that you guys had on your list.
Well, go ahead.
So Martin Lawrence.
Martin's cool.
Oh, fucking. Killer. Damn, you so crazy. That's like one of the fucking
he was
legendary
a killer.
stand-ups. Like, we had that fucking
But Martin was more so, he put more niggas on with the Def Jam shit.
Yeah.
Like, he had his stand-up, but he was more so of a nigga. Yeah, the Def Jam shit and putting other niggas on.
Nobody put Chris Rock on this shit.
No, because Chris Rock not funny.
Chris Rock is fucking hilarious.
No, he's not. You like The Office?
Bigger, blacker.
You like The Office?
Yeah, The Office is pretty good.
That's why you like Chris Rock.
Bigger, blacker. That shit was funny. Chris Rock got some good stand-up. Chris Rock got some good stand-up.
And he got a lot of shit that's trash.
Well, Jamie's what started everything, the conversation.
Yeah, but we paying homage to Jamie. Nobody, it's funny because Jamie wasn't on nobody list.
But Jamie is like,
but see,
like
Jamie wasn't stand-up.
Jamie is like Sid. So Sid started it off. Sid, Cedric the Entertainer.
But hold on.
He can play instruments.
Jamie Foxx in anybody's
he can
category.
Do different things. He can do all
those because
things.
He wasn't stand-up.
I don't think Jamie is just
I know, but I'm saying he was better on
Jamie
TV.
Is the greatest living talent ever.
Living talent.
Entertainer. Entertainer.
Right. No, not Mount Rushmore talent. For comedians.
For stand-up comedians is different than just
talent,
entertainer.
He's a Rushmore talent.
Oh, absolutely.
Talent. I'm putting Jamie Foxx on there because he's a singer. He's an
comedian.
Actor. He's a comedian.
Musician.
He's a dancer. He's a musician. He plays instruments.
I'm putting Will Smith on that same mountain.
Yo, get jiggy.
Who's better? Who's better than Jamie and Will Smith at
Jamie
doing multiple things?
Will Smith.
At doing that. Multiple things.
Yo, Will Smith Jamie had too many flops for me.
Smith. Yeah, Will
too many flops. He had too many hits for me.
And too many flops.
Nah.
Shit.
Yo, we know you went crazy on 6 Degrees of Separation.
I think
just relax.
Will Smith's musical career after getting jiggy with it. Yeah, I would consider it.
But
jiggy with
then if that's
flop.
Summertime
if
is
that's
amazing.
The case,
I said after
but
getting jiggy.
Now, hear me out when I say this. I know y'all about to crucify me.
Hold on.
Hear me out when y'all say this. I know y'all about to crucify me. Jamie's career wasn't that great when it came to music.
No.
Not until Drake came. You're right. Not until Drake.
Now, let's
Drake and Kanye.
Come on.
Drake
let's
Kanye.
Be real.
Yeah. Drake and Kanye are the reason are his two biggest songs.
Some Marvin Gaye.
I can't agree with that.
All right, what else?
Jamie Foxx albums were great.
They were good.
One.
And Drake great. Wrote one of the songs.
They were
one
good.
Album.
No,
they were good.
Drake wrote great. The, Drake
the
wrote the single.
I don't give a fuck who wrote it. Jamie Foxx sang that shit. That shit was great, bro. We can't discredit Jamie.
And I'm not discrediting
Always Fall for Your Type was Drake's song.
And I'm not discrediting him. I'm
Jamie
just saying.
Sung the fuck out
outside of that album, what else does he have?
He has two good albums, bro.
Two good albums.
Are we talking about blame music, on the alcohol? Music space?
Just music.
Blame It on the Alcohol was a fucking hit, bro. That's a hit.
But you said it's albums.
Bro, he got good songs on those whole albums. Those albums were good, bro. Jamie Foxx.
So you put those albums in your top?
Jamie and Will on that Mount Rushmore Entertainers.
What I put? What? Say that.
You'll put those albums in your top five?
No, he wouldn't put
top of R&B.
No,
you're putting your top 10? No.
I can't say that.
Exactly.
But we talking about a nigga who wasn't a soul. Like,
right, that's all we said.
He's an entertainer.
That's all we said.
He's an
entertainer.
And for a nigga who
Will Smith and Jamie Foxx are the best
Will are the only two.
Only two entertainers that really.
I'm not finna sit up here and let y'all say that Will music. Will started off as a rapper and then he turned into what he was.
And that's
Jamie
fine.
Foxx was a comedian who started on TV.
But it don't matter how you start. It don't matter how you start. It don't matter.
It does, bro, because.
Hold on. Are you arguing that Will Smith had better music than Jamie Foxx?
No, I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing the opposite.
Okay.
I'm
going
to
say,
with the music don't matter. He had a hit. He had his one hit in the 90s.
They blew in multiple avenues. Had number one hits on music. Had number one TV shows. They blew in multiple avenues. Jamie Foxx and Will Smith are at the top
and Jamie
of Fox entertainers.
Jamie Foxx movie better than Will Smith.
A Netflix movie?
I think Jamie Foxx.
You didn't see
I
Power?
Put Jamie Foxx
on Power?
I think I saw it. But.
I mean, I don't know, because if you watch Apple TV, Emancipation is
Emancipation
good.
Is nice.
I put Jamie over Will
that's
Smith.
That's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
What's Jamie Foxx's wife don't disrespect him.
Sheesh. He does not have a wife. That's why.
Yeah, well, boy, you gotta know what you're talking about before you just start talking.
I'm just saying.
He's not married.
I don't see Jamie Foxx getting that. Might be.
Because, he's not with his baby mama. Because
he just
pays his child support on
that. That could be a knock on Will.
What's next?
Knock on Will.
Craig on.
He's married.
What's next?
We're talking to a real jacket right
just,
here.
Not because he's married, because his wife.
Hey, just let him have it, bro.
You get disrespected by your wife, bro.
I agree.
You shouldn't. And I fuck with Will Smith, but we not finna act like he. I think Jamie Foxx is better.
So that's why Chris Rock not on my top.
I feel you.
Wow.
Alpha Podcast. It's your boy Outlaw Uwop, Dub Don Dada Rhetoric, the real Jamari James, part 3, man. Stay tuned. We back at it. Take care of yourself. Take care of others.